Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin, and we're going to begin at the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, "Hirchik es asichuk min adafanis shloshet tefachim." If I'm putting up the sukkah, one has more than three tefachim of space between the schach and the wall, then the sukkah is disqualified, as is shown in diagram 96. However, this halacha is only applicable, as the diagram indicates, with a sukkah of three walls. So by having a distance of more than three tefachim between the wall and the schach, which we can't say lovet, we're essentially left with a two-walled sukkah. And as we learned earlier in the Masechta, a two-walled sukkah would not be acceptable. Bayis shenifchas, continues the Mishnah, if you have a home that has a hole in the ceiling, diagram 97, the sichach al gabov, and one puts schach on top of this hole, says the Mishnah, im yesh min akoysel sichuch arba amis, if there's more than four amis between the hole in the ceiling and the walls, psula, then the sukkah is posel. If there's less than four amis, it'll be kosher. V'keichot shemekafesach sadra, which is diagram 98, where you have this courtyard, and there are porches coming out of the houses on the sides of the courtyard. If those porches are less than 4 amos wide, the sukkah is kosher. If it's more than 4 amos wide, it's posel. It depends if there's 4 amos or not. Last case, sukkah gedoyla shekifua bedovish emesachim ba, which is diagram 99. If we put around the sukkah, we have kosher schach in the middle, but around the sukkah, we have non-kosher schach. That looks like this. Im yesh tacht of arba amis, if there's more than four amis from the schach to the wall, psula, if there's less than four amis, it's kosher. Now, why, if there's less than four amis, is it kosher? Because there's a concept, which we've already mentioned previously in the Masechta, called doifen akuma. Doifen Akuma bends the walls. Now Rashi tells us there are two ways of understanding Doifen Akuma. What does Doifen Akuma do? Does Doifen Akuma bring the wall to the schach, or does Doifen Akuma bring the schach to the wall? So Rashi says that we will learn that Doifen Akuma brings the schach to the wall. And in other words, what is actually happening is that the posel schach in these less than four amos really become part of the wall. Not that the wall is brought over to the schach. And Rashi says a beautiful raya. Because our Mishnah significantly differentiates, between when there's open space, diagram 96, and the schach. Now, if the point here is that the wall is being brought to the kosher schach, what's the difference if it's empty space or it's schach posel? If, or on the other hand, we're going to say that the schach posel becomes part of the wall, schach posel can become part of the wall. Air can't become part of the wall. So again, what Rashi is saying is that the disqualified schach on the side of the good schach becomes part of the wall. Obviously, you cannot sit under that part if you become the mitzvah. So even if the sukkah is kosher, because there's less than dalet amis, you can't sit under the posel schach. Other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, and they say that what happens with doifen akuma is that the wall comes to the schach. I, Rashi, ask the kasha, if the wall comes to the schach, why does the Mishnah make a difference if there's ear or posel schach? So they say two answers. One answer is that doifen akuma is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, and that's the way the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was said. Another answer is that posel schach is much more noticeable than ear. So that's why doifen akuma could be said or posel schach, because it's not that noticeable, whereas ear, empty space, is very noticeable, and therefore it's more of a problem. There's an interesting Ran. The Ran asks, we learned just yesterday, that let's say on the side of the sukkah you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high. And then you have a gap between the wall and the ceiling. So the halacha is you can have a gap. Once you have a 10 tefachim wall, we say gorachas and the wall is raised up. What will be the halacha, asked the Ran, if you're going to use two halacha concepts? First you'll have this breach on the wall on the side, and then you'll have pasul schach for less than 4 amos. Could you combine gorachas and doifin akuma? So the Ran says no. But there are two explanations why the Ran holds no. One explanation is because we can never say two halachal moshim sinais together. And here we're combining the halachal moshim sinai of gurachas with the halachal moshim sinai in doifin akuma, and that's not acceptable. Gurachas are going up and doifin akuma going on the length. There's another explanation based on what we just explained. Rashi, we just explained, says that open air, we can't say doifin akuma. So since if there's a breach, we have open air, we can't say doifin akuma. What's the nafkamina between these two approaches in understanding the Ran? It can be a very interesting nafkamina. What would be the halacha if there's less than 3 tefachim between the top of the wall and the schach? So when there's less than 3 tefachim, as we said, and we'll continue learning, we say lovud. So if the pshat in the Ran is that we never combine two halacha l'moshe m'sinais, so here we still have two halacha l'moshe m'sinais, lovud and doifin akuma. If, however, the problem is because there's a breach of ear, and that prevents us from saying doifin akuma, here there's no breach of ear because lovud closes up that area, and then even the Ran would agree that we could say doifin akuma in such a situation. The Mishnah Berurah paskins, like that, if there's a breach of more than 3 tefachim, we don't say doifin akuma. If there's a breach of 3 tefachim or less, then we can't say doifin akuma. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, gave us 3 examples of doifin akuma. Diagram 97, 98, and 99. And essentially, all 3 examples say the exact same thing. That if there's 4 amos or more, apostle schach, we don't say doifin akuma. If there's 4 amos or less, we say doifin akuma. So ask the Gemara, kalhani lamali, why do I have to have 3 cases to say the same din? Says the Gemara, tshricha, they're necessary. If we only spoke about the first case, these walls, diagram 97, are made for living. And therefore, since they're very strong walls, we could apply doifin akuma to them. Diagram 98. The mechitzas lav l'chsadri avidi. The walls of the houses are made to be walls in the houses on the outside, not on the inside. Eim aloi. Perhaps I shouldn't say doifin akuma, tsricha. V'yashmin and hani tarti. If we only had diagram 97, 98, mishum the schach kosher. The schach in diagram 97, 98 is wood. The only problem with it is, Rashi explains, that it was not put down l'shem sukkah. It was put down l'shem all year round living. And we have a problem of tasaloy ben osui, as we learned earlier in the Masechta. The schach has to be put down l'shem sukkah. Says the Beis Shlomo, why does Rashi say that the problem is tasaloy ben osui? Why doesn't Rashi say that the problem is that these ceilings are made l'shem bayis? And something made l'shem bayis is not kosher l'shem sukkah. So the Beis Shlomo says a very beautiful vart. He says, once there's a breach in the ceiling, the shame bias, the status of bias is no longer here. So that's why Rashi can't say that the concern with these ceilings is bias. What is the concern with these ceilings? That the tas of Leiman Osri. Avol Sukkah Gedoyla, the last case, 99. Shikifur B'dov Hashem Sechachimba. The Sechach HaSach Pasol, where it's surrounded, not with wood. And the only problem is tas of Leiman Osri. It's surrounded with metal pieces. Eimaloi. Perhaps we wouldn't say doifin akuma. Tzricha, that's why we learn that we say doifin akuma in all 3 cases. Ask the Miri the obvious question. The biggest chiddush is case 99. So ask the Miri, so the Mishnah should only mention that case. And I'll understand that in the previous cases, we certainly say doifin akuma. So the Miri says, loizu afsuktani. You're right. The Mishnah could have just mentioned 99, and we would have understood the other cases, but sometimes the Mishnah enumerates other cases. That's the Meiri's pshat. Another pshat that I saw, the Menachem Eshel Nefesh says, that if I would only have case 99, I would perhaps say that, you know, when we, that in this case, we only say doifen akum if there's less than dalet amos. But in picture 97, 98, I maybe could say doifen akum even when it's more than dalet amos. That's why the Mishnah has to teach us that even when we have kosher schach, doifen akum can never be said on an area of more than 4 amos. Another teretz that I saw, very important question, so I saw another teretz. In diagram 99, although the schach is possible schach, the walls were made l'shem sukkah. So it has the disadvantage that the schach is possible, but it has the advantage that it was made l'shem sukkah. Whereas in 97, 98, the walls were not made l'shem sukkah, so I maybe should not say doifen akuma. That's why the Mishnah had mentioned both types of cases. One more psak that I saw the Mishnah Berurah says, you could say perhaps doifen akuma twice. Let's look at diagram 99. Let's say right next to this sukkah, there's another sukkah that has the exact same structure. Four amos or less, apostle schach and the kosher schach in the middle. So you're using, you have one common wall going in both directions. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could say on one wall, doifen akuma twice. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rava, Ashechina l'Rabbanu de Beirav, I found the Talmidim, the Yeshiva, the Yassi v'Kamri. Ava poisel b'shloisha. If you have diagram 100, if you have empty space in a sukkah that's 3 tefachim wide or more, it's possible. Now, it's very important to pay attention to this diagram, because again, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, here we're dealing with a situation that the sukkah only has 3 walls. So if 3 tefachim or more of empty space separate the two sukkahs, so now we're left with two sukkahs that have less than, that only have 2 walls. Schach continues the Gemara. Schach posel, diagram 101, where it's not empty space, but it's schach posel, disqualified schach, posel ba'arba. It disqualifies the sukkah when you have 4 tefachim. The halach, again, when it separates 2 sukkahs. V'amina lo ano, and I said to him, Avid the poisel b'shloshim analuchu. Rav says, from where do you know that empty space passes with 3 tefachim? That's none, because we learned in our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, the first din that we learned in the Mishnah, Hichik es asichik min etafan shlosh tefachim. Back to diagram 96, if there's 3 tefachim or more between the schach and the wall, the halacha is that the sukkah is posel. Psula. Schach posel. Says Rava, if you're using the Mishnah as the source for the dinim, what did our Mishnah say? How much schach posel disqualifies the sukkah? 4 amos. So he's asking, why are you saying that 4 tefachim, diagram 101, disqualifies the sukkah? It should be 4 amos. If our Mishnah is the source for these dinim, schach So if you're using the Mishnah as the source, similarly we should say, Schach posel nami lo lifsa ela ba'arba amos. The Tanan, as our Mishnah taught us, and we just learned it, Ba'ayish nifchas v'sichach al gabov, im yesh ben sichach l'koysel dalar amos psula. Vomali, and they answered to me, our Mishnah cannot be a proof. Ba'ami no dahi. You can't bring a proof from our Mishnah. The Rav and Shmuel Omri Tavayu, Rav and Shmuel both explained the why in our Mishnah, in diagram 97, 98, and 99, do we allow Dalar Amis? Mishim Doifen Akuma Nagaba. There's a new din. There's a din of Doifen Akuma. However, anywhere else, there is no example of Doifen Akuma. In the middle of the Sukkah, diagram 101, we can't say Doifen Akuma, and that's why it's only for Tfachim. And that's the halacha. Before we go further, even though we're going to have a shak of a tari, what the halacha is, what between Rava and the Bei Rav, the halacha is that in middle of a sukkah, 3 tefachim of empty space disqualifies the sukkah, and 4 tefachim of posel schach disqualify the sukkah. However, as I've been indicating, this question is not that relevant to us, because most of us have sukkahs with 4 walls. So what's going to be the halacha if you have a sukkah with 4 wall, even though if you have schach posel running down the middle, or you have avia running down the middle, as long as you have a kosher sukkah on the two sides of that space, you still have a kosher sukkah. And the halacha is that indeed the sukkah remains kosher. However, there's an interesting nafkamina. Under avir, if you have a spat in your sukkah that runs that is empty space, even though it doesn't necessarily disqualify the sukkah, you're not allowed to sit under the empty space. Whereas if you have a space in your sukkah of dal tfochim of schach posel, the halacha is you're allowed to sit under that spat. Why? Because the mefarshim explain empty space is a lot more noticeable than posel schach, and therefore we're more machmer on empty space than we are on posel schach. The Kotzke explains it homiletically. He says the worst thing in the world is bittel zman, wasting your time. Empty space is the worst thing, and that's the lesson of the empty space of the sukkah. In fact, Rav Chaim Volozhiner uses this gemara la'aloch l'maisa. There's a gemara masechta Bava Basra that says that if there's an empty space on a get between the body of the get and the signatures, the get is disqualified. But the Gemara Masechta Bava Basra says that if it's filled up with signatures of disqualified Edom, it's not possible. Why? Disqualified Edom aren't supposed to sign in a get. So he says it's the basis of our Gemara. We see that disqualified is not as bad as empty space. But now says Rava. Says Rava to the Talmidim. My ilu ikaschach posel, pochs ma'arba. What would be the halacha, diagram 102, where we had less than four tfochim of schach posel? Va'avir pochs mishloisha. And then we had empty space less than three tfochim. My, what's the halacha? It's ksheira. Because what did we just say? That empty space only disqualifies with three tfochim. Here I don't have three tfochim. Disqualified schach only passels with four tfochim. I don't have four tfochim of disqualified schach. Says the Gemara, mal yibishvudim. If we took diagram 103, if we took some of that empty space and put in disqualified schach, what would be the halacha? The halacha is the nadas sukkah posel. Why is the sukkah posel? Because I have four tfochim of disqualified space. Mal yibishvudim. If I fill it up with, if I take some of the empty space and put in disqualified schach, psula. Ask the Gemara, ask Rava, v'lo ye avra poisel b'shloisha, schach posel apoisel ba'arba. He asked them, what is more potent of a disqualification? So we just explained it very beautifully, that empty space is worse than posel schach. So if I have a situation, diagram 103, a four tfochim of posel schach, it's posel. But if I have a situation of, if I combine avir with posel eschach, it's kosher. What's the sense? Again, into the Gemara. V'lo ye avir ha-poisel b'shloisha. Shouldn't empty space, which is a more potent disqualifier, have the same ability, k'schach posel, as much as k'schach posel, ha-poisel b'arba? So that's his question to them. Vamruli, and they responded to me. If your question is such a great question, the same question could apply to you. That you said, schach posel, poisel ba'arba amos. How much posel schach do you have to have? Four amos. Diagram 104. What would be the halacha? My ilu. Ika. Schach posel pochs midalad. Amos. If you had less than four amos of posel schach, and you have avir pachs mishloisha, diagram 105, the loch is ksheira, mal yibishvudim, yet if you fill up this area that's full of, that was empty, diagram 105, ksheira, psula, again says the Gemara, they asked to Rava, the same question that Rava asked to them, they asked to Rava, lo yi avra poisa b'shloisha, why isn't this potent disqualify of avir at least as strong k'schach posel apoisel ba'arba amis? Why is one worse than the other? V'amina lo ano. So I responded, hi mai. Bishlom l'didi damina arba amis. According to me, that I hold that disqualified k'schach is posel with four amis. Mishum Shiura Lav Shiura. Hai Lav Shiuruhu. Kivin Dla Shava Shiura Lahadodi Lemistarfi. So there's a lot of ways of explaining this Gemara. The simplest way of explaining the Gemara is Rabbeinu Hananel's approach. The only problem is very few Rishonim learn like Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel explains that Rava says, according to Rava, how much Tzchach Posel do you have to have? 4 Amos. How much Avir do you have to have? 3 Tfochim. So he says, a measurement in Tfochim and a measurement in Amos don't work together. They don't combine. You're saying that this is 4 tfachim and this is 3 tfachim. Mali is balik b'schach posel. Mali is balik b'schach posel of avir. Both of them are in tfachim. So why don't the schach posel and the avir combine? That's the way the Rabbeinu Hananel learned. Rashi and the Ritva expounds on Rashi, learns this way. Rashi explains that according to Rava, the shear by avir is 3 tfachim. The shear by schach posel is 4 amos. The reasoning for 4 amos and the reasoning for 3 tefachim, the concepts behind these two numbers are totally different concepts. 3 tefachim of empty space means that the sukkah has been divided into two. Whereas 4 amos, it's not an issue of division, because if it was division, then you wouldn't have such a big discrepancy, 4 amos to 3 tefachim. 4 amos is a shear. That the Torah told us 4 amos disqualifies sukkah. If you have 4 amos, apostle of sukkah. However, the Rabbonon that learn that it's 4 tefachim and 3 tefachim, so obviously both of them, both of these shiurim are based on the same concept, that this apostle of schach or the avir have the ability of separating the sukkah into two. So if they both work with the same conceptual background, why don't they combine? And that's where this dialogue ends. The interesting shaila that Ritva asks is that Rava leaves the Gemara with a shaila on the Manda Omrim that hold that Tzchach Posel is with 4 Tfachim and Avri is with 3 Tfachim, which is not a question the way we explained on him. Yet we paskin like those Manda Omrim. And Shulchan Aruch it says 4 Tfachim for Tzchach Posel and 3 Tfachim for Avri. So how are we going to answer the Gemara? Says the Ritva, that what's not said in the Gemara, but what you have to explain in the Gemara is, that given that this has the number of 4 tefachim, and this has the number of 3 tefachim, that is enough of a difference that prevents us from being able to combine those two types of disqualification. Now, Tosfos in Amud Aleph discusses a very interesting shaila. Actually, discusses two shailas. One shaila he discusses is, let's say we have less than 4 tefachim of schach posel, empty space less than 3 tefachim, and again, less than 4 tefachim of schach posel. But if we take that empty space, and it's less than 3 tefachim, so we say lovet, so lovet connects those two spaces, and now we have more than 4 tefachim of schach posel. So it says that it would be posel of sukkah. Again, let's review the case. Less than 4 tefachim of schach posel, less than 3 tefachim of empty space, so we say lovet, and again, less than 4 tefachim of schach posel, we combine the two areas on the side of the empty space, now I have more than 4 tefachim, and it's posel sukkah. But let's say we have a situation, says Tosfos, of less than 2 tefachim of schach posel, and less than 2 tefachim of schach posel, with less than 3 tefachim in the middle, then we don't say lovet, and the sukkah remains kosher. We don't consider the empty space like it's full. We don't consider the empty space that we should say lovet. Because we don't say lovet lahachmer. So ask the stipler the obvious question. In the first case, where we have a combination of enough posel schach, we do say lovet. In the second case, where we don't have enough combination of posel schach, and we want to rely on lovet, there we don't say lovet lahachmer. Either say it or don't say it. So the stipler has a beautiful explanation which will help us understand the concept of lovet. He says, actually, lovet does two things. In halacha, lovet could work in one of two ways. One way lovet could say is that if you have space less than 3 tefachim, it's as if that space doesn't exist. And another thing that lovet says is that the empty space gets, that something in an empty space, even though it looks empty, since it's less than three tefachim, it gets extended. Says the stipler. The first type of lovet, which says that empty space is not really empty if it's less than three tefachim, that we always say, whether it's a kula or a chumra. So in the first case where we have less than four tefachim schach posel, and another less than four tefachim schach posel, an empty space in the middle, but it's less than three tefachim, so the halacha says the less than empty space doesn't exist, and now I have a lot of schach posel. What do we want to do in the second case? We want to use lovet to extend the schach posel. That type of lovet, we only use lekula, not lechumra. Stipler. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. No, sorry. Amalei. Amalei Abaya. Ulaman Nami. What did Rabba say? Asks Abaya. That Rabba said, no matter what explanation we gave in Rabba, that given that Tzchach Posel passes with Dalet Amos, and Avir passes with three Tfachim, therefore they can't combine. Asks Abaya to Rava, Omle Abaya, Ulamar Nami, Nehi Deloy Shavish Yurai B'Sukkah Gedoyla. Yes, by Sukkah Gedoyla, the examples that we gave in diagram 103, 104, and 105, there we said that the Shir for Tzchach Posel, according to Rava, and the shear for Avir is very different. However, Besukkah Ketana, diagram 106, Miloy Shavish Arayu, and let's review diagram 106. In diagram 106, we have a very small sukkah. What does a small sukkah mean? That it has less, that it has exactly seven tefachim, as the diagram shows. If we will have in this sukkah, three tefachim of Avir, so this sukkah is posel. Why do we have three? Why is this sukkah posel? Because we only have four tefachim of kosher schach, and the minimum is you have to have seven tefachim of kosher schach. Similarly, how much posel schach passels this sukkah? Also three tefachim, for the same reason. Because if it's three tefachim or more, you have a significant enough area of posel schach, and the schach is posel. So now what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara is asking you, Rav, say that Avir and Tzchach Posel are so very different, that's why they can't combine. But in a small sukkah, we see that they're exactly the same. They both disqualify the sukkah with three tefachim. So if they're exactly the same, so we see they are the same, so they should combine. Amalei Abaya. Uleman Nami. Yes, by Sukkah Gedoyla, the shear for Schach Posel and the shear for Avir is very different. However, the Sukkah Ketana, Milay Shavah Shirayu with three Tfachim, I'm like, Hasel Lamashim the Shavah Shirayu Ladadi. Says Rava, the reason why three Tfachim Posel in this Sukkah, diagram 106, is not because the same number exists for Schach Posel and for Avir. The reason is different reason, as we explained. El Mshum the lace of the shur the sukkah. We don't have a proper sukkah. That's why it doesn't combine. Everywhere else it does combine. Ask the Gemara. So the Gemara now is saying that according to Rava, if two items, two materials have different numbers, they can't combine. Ask the Gemara, is that indeed true? Loy mitstarfi, is it true if they have different numbers? The nam mitstarif, but not. Habegit. The halacha is like this. There's a special tuma that was said regarding a zov and a zova. That tuma is that if a zov and a zova sit on something that was made to sit on, they have a tum, it gives off a tumas medris. Says the Mishnah, Mesech the Kalim, Habegit, the shear of cloth, that it should be considered significant enough of a piece of cloth that it should obtain tumas medris, is shloisha shloisha. Three tefachim by three tefachim. Hasak, the shear for sak, which is made out of goat hair, is albar alba, four tefachim by four tefachim. Ha'or, the shear for leather, is chamesha chamesha, five tefachim by five tefachim. Mappets, the shear for a mat, made out of reeds is shisha al shisha. Six tefachim by six tefachim. So again, what do we have here? A situation. Different materials with different shiurim. The Tani Allah, and the Grice explained that Mishnah says, Habegit vasak, begit and sak, vasak va'or, and orva mapits, mitstafim zemze, they could combine to the shear. Aye, they have different numbers. And we've just explained that if they have different numbers, they can't combine. But before we go further, we have to evaluate this din, because it's not a very clear din. Explain the Rishonim. When we say that a beged vasak combine, it means like this. That let's say I'll have three tefachim of sak and one tefach of beged. So since beged is more chomer than sak, why is beged more chomer than sak? Because by beged the shear is a smaller shear. By beged the shear is three tefachim. By sak the shear is four tefachim. That's why beged and sak could be mitzdarf. However, let's say I'll only have two tefachim of beged, and I want to bring a tefach of sak that I can't do, because sak is weaker than beged. Sak is four, beged is three, and that's why sak cannot combine with beged. This everybody agrees. Not as another machlokes rishonim, but not as a machlokes rishonim. When we say beged and sak are mitzdarf, so how do we explain it? That if you have three tefachim of sak and one tefach of beged, the beged can complete the four tefachim that sak needs, and it's going to be considered enough of a piece of material that's mekabel tumah. What's going to be the halacha? Could beged be mitzdarf with or? Let's say you'll have four tefachim of or. The shear for or we're saying is five tefachim. So you'll have four tefachim of or and one tefach of beged. Could it combine to have five? So it's machlokes rishonim. Rashi seems to learn that the braisa says a beged vasak, hasak va'or. You only can combine with the one right below you. But to jump two steps, beged and or, we have sak in between, they can't combine. Taisa says it's a shaila. It could be that although the braisa gave us the example of beged and sak, sak for or, it doesn't mean that beged and or can't combine. But as far as our sugya is concerned, what do we see here? Different materials with different shiurim can be mitzdarif. So we're back to our shaila. How come the schach posel and the avir aren't mitzdarif? Hosam kriktoni tama. Answers the Gemara. The Brice itself answers the question. Amar Rav Shimon, ma tama hoy v'roy l'tama moshe. There is a situation where all materials will have the same shear. What is the situation? Tiknan. As the Mishnah says, also Masech Tekelim. Hamekatsim Mekulin. If somebody takes a piece of material, and Pashup Shad is, Mekatsim means he trims it. So by trimming it, he shows that this piece of material, albeit very small, is Choshif. Then it's, the shear is Tefach HaTamfach, Tamei. So therefore, since all of them have this common denominator, that in a situation that you trimmed and worked with the material, the shear is always a tefach, so they have this common denominator, and that's why they combine. However, back to our shear, our Gemara, with a shear for Avir, and the shear for Schach Posel, is never the same shear, that's why it can't combine. Ask the Gemara, we're saying that if you trim the piece of material, then all the numbers that we said earlier are irrelevant, and the shear is a tefach a tefach. Ask the Gemara, tefach a tefach l'may chazi. What could you do with such a small piece of material? From Rav Shimon Lakish, Mishim Rav Yanai, hoil v'roy litla gabach chamor. You could use it as a patch on the saddle of the donkey, that if it develops a hole, you could trim a piece of material and use it as a patch. So therefore, even though it's a small amount, it's used to sit on to mesmedris, and even though it's only a tefach, and that makes no difference what material it is, because you can use any of these materials listed in the Mishnah as a patch for the donkey's saddle that developed the hole. However, the Rishonim point out, it's not enough that you should take a piece of material, trim it to the size of a tefach, and because you trimmed it, it automatically will get tumas medris. The Rishonim say you have to also really want to use it as a patch. So given the combination that you trimmed it and made it exactly the size of a tefach, coupled with the fact that you're actually going to use it as a patch, that's why by any material the shear is a tefach, and since by any material the shear is a tefach, that serves as the common denominator that all different types of material, albeit when they're not trimmed, have different shiurim, could still combine. Besura Amar L'Hai Shmatz B'Hai Lishna. The version that we had, what Rava and the other Mandomrim had regarding what are the shiurim to disqualify a sukkah, was said this way. B'na Hador Masna, whereas in Hador they learned the Gemara this way. Amar Yudam Shmuel, Schach Posel B'Emtza, Poisel B'Arba. Posel Schach in the middle of the sukkah is four tfachim. Minetzad, this is what we learned on Amar Aleph, the Bei Rav said, Minetzad, the shear is Poisel B'Arba Amis. V'Rav Amar, and Rav disagrees, Bein Minetzad, Bein B'Emtza, whether it's on the side or whether it's in the middle, the shear is always Arba Amis. Like Rav said on Amar Aleph. Before we go further in the Gemara, let's review a Gemara which is shown in Diagram 107, Rav Shita. Let's review Gemara that we spent a lot of time on, the Machlaikas Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. The Machlaikas Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda, if we're allowed to use boards that are Dalat Fochim or wider for Schach. And in that Machlaikas, as we learned, there are two versions. There's Rav's version of that Machlaikas and Shmuel's version of that Machlaikas. Rav's version of the Machlaikas is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we always can use boards. According to Rameya, if the boards are four tefachim or wider, they're disqualified. Shmuel's version was that if the boards are four tefachim or wider, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Yehuda, that it's disqualified for schach. When is the machlaikas? The machlaikas is by boards that are between three and four tefachim. We Rameya held that even boards that are between three and four tefachim wide are disqualified. And Rabbi Yehuda says that if they're less than four tefachim wide, they're not disqualified. Says the Gemara, Tanan. And we learned this Mishnah. Nosan alal naser shurachav abit tefachim. If you put a board on the sukkah that's four tefachim wide, the loch is ksheira. Diagram 108. So bishlam l'rav, dama bein be'emtza bein min atzad be'arba amis. The Rav says that the shear is always arba amis. That's how I explain that the sukkah is kosher. Why? Because even though you put on a board that's four tefachim wide, and Rav Meir holds that a board that's four tefachim wide is disqualified schach, it doesn't bother me. Because it's not disqualified until I have dalet amis. And here I don't have dalet amis, I only have dalet tefachim. El l'shmud am v'emtze ba'arba, according to Shmuel, that says that how much schach posel passes the sukkah? Four tefachim. So why does the Mishnah say that if you put on a board of four tefachim, it's kosher? A mike shera. You have a board of four tefachim. According to Shmuel, according to Rameya, four tefachim board is posel. Answers the Gemara. Hachav ayiskinim min atzad. Diagram 108. This four tefachim board is on the side, and Shmuel agrees that there's a difference where the posel eschach is. Because when does posel eschach passel with dalet tefachim? Only in the middle. But here we put this board on the side, and dalet tefachim is certainly a lot less than dalet amis. And when it's a lot less than dalet amis, I could say doifin akuma. So even though I have a board that's four tefachim wide, a board of disqualified eschach, it doesn't bother me. Toshma. Another Gemara. We actually learned this also. The Brisa says, this is diagram 109, Shnei Sadinim Mitztarfim. Two pieces of material could combine. Shnei Mitztarfim, but two boards, a Mitztarfim. And as when we learned this Brisa the first time, we explained this Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that boards are never a problem. Ramei Omer, Nesorim Kesadinim. We treat boards like pieces of material. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam alahach lishn d'amar Rav, Bein be'emtzu bein min atzad. According to the version, the second version, the Rav holds that disqualified schach is only possible be'arba amis, my mitzdarfim. What does it mean mitzdarfim? Mitzdarfim l'dalat amis. That we have a posel board, and yes, a posel board, when it's dalat tefachim wide, according to Rameyah's disqualified schach, but it in itself is not enough. Because Rav holds that how much posel schach do you have? 4 amis. So when Rav Meir said mitzdarfin, it means mitzdarfin to achieve dalat amis. El hach rishna. But according to the first version of Rav, Dama be'emtza ba'arba, that this four, that in the middle of the sukkah, even 4 tfachim of posel schach disqualifies the sukkah, is the question, heichi dami. Exactly what is this b'raisa discussing? Either is b'dalad, if the board has 4 tfachim, lamalut starufi. Why do I need to combine it with anything? It on its own, if it's the middle of the sukkah, 4 tfachim of posel schach disqualifies the sukkah. On the other hand, either less b'dalad, if it doesn't have tfachim, let's remember what Rav holds. Rav holds that if the board is less than 4 tfachim wide, even Rameya will agree that kanya ba'almaninu, it's a regular kosher schach. Says the Gemara, lo'olam dispo arba. It has 4 tfachim. I, your question was that if it has 4 tfachim, it posel right away. What do I need tsirif? Or my mitzdarfim? When do I need to rely on tsirif? Diagram 110. My mitzdarfim, we needed mitzdarfim l'arba amis min atzad. That even this shita that holds that schach posel passels with 4 tfachim, when does it passel with 4 tfachim? Only when it's in the middle of the sukkah. But when it's on the side, we will always say, as we began today's shir, doifin akuma. And we're going to say doifin akuma, so we need to get to 4 amis. And what he means to say mitzdarfim is that we keep on combining this schach to reach 4 amis, a posel schach, that we should no longer be able to say doifin akuma. Rashi points out that according to Shmuel, this conversation is not relevant. Why? Let's understand. Because according to Shmuel, Rav Meir holds that how much of a board is posel? When it's already 3 tefachim wide, it's a posel schach. But even Shmuel that holds that according to Rav Meir, a board is posel when it's 3 tefachim, that wouldn't disqualify your sukkah. Because how much posel schach do you need to posel your sukkah? 4 tefachim. So what does mitzdarfim mean? That the board of 3 tefachim is mitzdarf with other board that you should have 4 tefachim and it's posel. So that's why the Gemara never asked this question, says Rashi on Shmuel. It's interesting. Rav Chaim Brisker has a shaila. He asks, we know, as we've learned today in the shir, that if you have avir, empty space in the sukkah of 3 tefachim or more, it disqualifies the sukkah. Again, with the diagrams that we gave, where you don't have 4 walls, you only have a 3-wall sukkah. Ask Rav Chaim Brisker, what is the disqualification of avir? Is the disqualification of avir because it's full of empty space and full of air is a disqualification, just like full of posel schach? Or is the disqualification that it's empty and you have to have schach? So he says, from Al Gemara we see that the disqualification of air is because it's full of empty space. Empty space means that it's full of something. It's full of emptiness. Why? He says a beautiful raya. Because the Gemara wanted, until we gave an answer, to say that we could combine empty space with schach posel. If the concept behind empty space and the concept behind schach posel were totally different, here it's full of schach posel and here it's just empty, how could the Gemara want they should combine? The fact that we see that the Gemara wants them to combine, it must be that they work with the same concept. The only thing is that emptiness is more discernible, and that's why it has a smaller shear.